Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'll tell you, lately, the state of Illinois, the state that I live in, has been driving me crazy. We've been talking about these two bills that, at the end of the day, support puppy mills. I mean, how can they even be considered? I've talked on the show about the idea that Illinois is now celebrating shooting bobcat. I mean, and I could go on. I mean, we used to be the most humane state. One could argue now the most inhumane. Well, feral cats have become a topic as well. Now, these are cats that live outside, in many cases, their entire lives. They exist not only in Illinois, but all over the world, of course. And this isn't new. They've existed for decades and decades and decades and decades. I mean, a very long time. One could argue are even part of the natural environment now and help to, in places, actually do good things like control rat populations, other vermin control, and in parts of the world even control snake numbers, believe it or not. So I don't know if they're a good thing or not, but they are a thing. They are here. It's reality. So what do you do about it? And over the years, in our state of Illinois and all over the world, all sorts of things have been tried. Everything from poisoning the cats to shooting the cats. If any of that worked, I wouldn't be having this conversation I'm about to have now with Peter Wolf. Peter is a research analyst at Best Friends Animal Society. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, and it's been a pleasure to get to know the man behind this research that I've read over the years, because I've seen your name on papers, and now I've seen you in person articulate exceedingly well some of the research you've done and others have done. But I don't understand what the state of Illinois wants to do, even, because it makes no sense to me. Perhaps that's where we begin, and you can explain that.
Sure. Right now, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of legislation pending in the state that is really troubling. There is at least one piece of legislation that we think is very much worthy of support, and that would be Senate Bill 641. And what this is really, I mean, you're very familiar with legislation, Steve. This is a rare instance of a piece of legislation being just really very straightforward, very what we think of at Best Friends, what we think of as common sense legislation. And what this does, as you know, there is a pot of money, if you will, in the state of Illinois, is called the it's often the nickname it goes by is the Pet Pop Fund or Pet Population Fund, but it's actually the Pet Population Control Fund, and control is important here, as you'll see in a minute. The idea of this, the intent of this piece of legislation, this was established in 05 and implemented in 06, and what it does, according to the language of the General Assembly, is to, quote, provide a variety of means by which population control and rabies vaccination may be financed. And so what SB 641 does is it will allow counties to use monies kept as part of their pet population control fund in the same manner that the state currently can use those funds, and in particular for trap, neuter, vaccinate, return programs for feral cats.
So two things that before we go any further, we first off, I want to be clear that this is not something that will be taxed on tomorrow if you live in the state of Illinois. This is money that's currently existing. It's there right now, and it was set up for this purpose. The second thing that I need your help on is to explain what trap, neuter, vaccinate, return is for people who may not know.
Sure. So what trap, neuter, vaccinate, return, or TNVR, is, this is an approach that really took root in the states in the early 90s. Before that, it was used in Europe and has really taken off since then. And it just involves the humane trapping of these unowned free-roaming cats. We at Best Friends, typically we don't call them feral cats. We call them community cats. But whatever you want to call them, they're generally unowned free-roaming cats, and they're humanely trapped. They're sterilized. They're taken to a clinic. They're sterilized by a veterinarian. They're vaccinated against rabies. Often additional vaccines are given at that same time. They're ear-tipped, and that involves just about a quarter of an inch taken off. Typically, it's the left ear. Sometimes they do the right. And that just indicates, you can see from some distance, that this cat has been sterilized and vaccinated. And then, of course, the final step, the return, is putting them right back where the cat was trapped.
And this is
an approach that's taken root in the early 90s and has really increased in popularity since then.
And they live out their lives. And this is being done effectively all over the U.S., all over the world. Research has shown kind of exactly what you'd think by common sense. If they can't reproduce anymore, then they can't reproduce anymore. And they eventually just kind of, the colony kind of dies out. That's generally what can happen. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes people in the community say, oh, well, there are cats living here, and they add more cats to that group of feral cats or community cats that are already out there. But in general, the reality is, unless you know something, Peter, I don't, about the birds and the bees, if they're spayed or neutered, then they can't do the birds and the bees anymore, and they just kind of live out their lives. And it's a humane thing to do because volunteer caretakers – help to feed them when the weather gets bad. They provide shelter when the weather gets bad. And it, as I say, seems to work. But in Illinois, that's not good enough. And I want to know why. And we will better understand that from Peter Wolf of Best Friends when we come back on WGN. We're talking with Peter Wolf of Best Friends. Peter's a researcher who is an expert when it comes to community cats. These are unowned cats that exist all over the world, including in Illinois. And in Illinois, there's a bill to support them, but there's a movement against it, Peter, that you have to explain this to me because I don't understand what the problem would be. The money's already there. We're not talking about taxing taxpayers yet again for something else we can't afford in our state. So what's the issue, if you can even answer that question?
Yeah, I feel like you and I are both at a loss as to why there would be any opposition again to this common sense legislation. As you point out correctly, this is not talking about any additional taxing or anything like that. These monies originate from fees at a local level, and it's specifically what's called a differential licensing fee. So you get your cat or dog license. And what's required under state law is if that cat or dog is not sterilized, you pay at least $10 more to license that animal. And that $10 is kept in the county. And you can imagine, especially in large counties, this can be a considerable pool of money. And it's those monies that would be used then for TNVR efforts at the local level. And especially if you consider the intent of the Pet Population Control Fund, I think you can make a very strong, almost intuitive argument that the best return on investment, if the focus is reducing the population or overpopulation, if you want to think of it that way, the best return on investment you're going to get is by focusing on the unowned free-roaming cats. By doing so, you keep the cats and kittens out of the shelter, and it's interesting because some of the folks opposed to this bill seem to be perfectly okay with spending public money for the impoundment and killing of cats indefinitely with, as you rightly point out, no evidence that it's an effective approach to managing their population.
I would add there's evidence to indicate it's not an effective approach because it's never worked before. So why it would work in 2017 when it hasn't worked previously, I'm not quite sure. And to also be clear about this, this is not Illinois mandating in various communities you must spend the money for this. What the bill says, I think, and Peter, you'll have to confirm this, is it gives communities the right that they should have anyway, I suppose, to say, all right, the money was intended for that, but you don't have to, but you can use it for that.
Absolutely. It is completely permissive. It is not a mandate. If this is the way, it's about local control. If this is the way they choose to spend this pot of money that they've collected locally, they would be allowed to do it under the provisions of SB 641.
Now, I think, and we only have 2 minutes here, so it's unfair for me to ask this question, give you less than 2 minutes to answer the question, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I suppose that some of the opposition has to do with, well, these cats out there are killing the birds and killing other wildlife. It's something you hear all the time. You're expert at addressing it, but now I'm making you do it in an elevator speech fashion. But go ahead, because I think that's part of the other side, I assume.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we hear this over and over again, whether it's on with regard to SB 641 or any number of other pieces of legislation. And, of course, I suppose the short answer is, just as we've already mentioned, there's nothing other than sterilization has been shown to reduce the number of cats. If that's the goal, and of course that's what you hear from these folks in the conservation community who oppose legislation like this, if that is the goal, this is all we've got. It's supported by the science. It's public opinion surveys, one after another, indicate that Americans are supportive of TNVR programs and strongly opposed to shelter killings. It doesn't take, you and I have done this before, we've gotten into the weeds and you know, we don't have time for that now, but you don't even need to go into details. Even cursory examination of the evidence suggests that this is all we've got.
All right, well, we
would all be a lot better served if we all together rolled up our sleeves and did a heck of a lot more of it.
I totally agree with you, Peter. Again, give us the bill so if people want to call their House of Representative or their state senator, it is at this time it's a Senate bill, right?
Correct. It is a Senate bill. There's actually a Senate Agriculture Committee is scheduled to have a hearing on the 30th of March, and listeners can either go to the Illinois General Assembly website, ilga.gov, and submit what's called a witness slip to essentially testify remotely in favor of the bill, or they can go to bestfriends.org/action, and they'll see right there, they scroll down a little bit, they'll see the bill, and they can click there, and very quickly they can send a letter of support to their senator.
All right, my action now is to cut you off only because we're out of time. Peter Wolf from Best Friends, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks. Anytime.
Our phone number, 312-981-7200. We've had a couple of phone calls, but people said, well, this is what I feel about this issue, but I won't go on the air. Well, it's a radio station. It's a talk show. The whole idea is that you do go on the air. We have just a little bit, just a tiny bit of time left, and we're happy to talk to you. Or if you don't want to go on the air, you could text 312-981-7200. I could read some of those texts and will in a moment. Well, you heard the promo for Sound Sessions on WGN Plus. How about this? Steve Dale's Other World. It's a podcast that I do that's actually typically not about pets, but this one was. I talked to Doc Emmerich. Now, if you're a hockey fan, you know who this guy is. He has for years been broadcasting the national games when they're on national TV. And we talked about pucks and pups. We talked both about hockey and we also talked about saving animals. So check it out, WGNplus.com, or you can find it at WGNradio.com and just look for the podcast. We've had some calls and some texts, more calls saying, I don't want to talk to you on the air, Steve, but they're happy to tell Jasmine, my producer, how they feel. One is that, excuse me, doesn't like the idea of trap, neuter, return, vaccinate, but yet is complaining about outside cats because of the dog, that person's dog, who likes to snack on what the cats leave behind. And you know what? It is irresponsible. So if you have a cat, that cat should be indoors only, ideally, not only for the benefit of the cat, it's the right thing to do. I mean, we wouldn't let our dogs roam neighborhoods. We shouldn't let our cats do it either. It's not being a good neighbor when your cat uses someone else's garden, you know, to deposit. So I totally agree with that. Some people wanted to know, let me move over the text so I could read it better. Oh, gosh, lots of text here. Some people wanted to know. I turn away for a second. All these texts come in. A lot of text. Some people want to know more about the bill and how they can learn more about it.
And I'm going to post the link because it's one of those long links up on my site, my website later today. And that's stevedale.tv. That's easy enough to remember. The value of our feral cats. I'm uncomfortable in DuPage County, so we sparingly feed them and watch over them, but do-gooders. I don't know what that means. I apologize. I just don't know what that means. We went from 18 in the neighborhood forest preserve to down to 4. They live their lives out. Love feral fixers. Let me get my mouse so I can move this down. I have too many texts to even read here. Curbing disease and pestilence. Keep our community cats. Let them breed within reason. Well, actually, there's some truth to what that is about. I mean, they have been a part of the community now for thousands of years, and they do help to control rodents, and studies have been done to verify that. Now, they also kill birds, you know, so we don't want too many out there. We want to control their numbers, but we want to do this in a way that works, for one thing, and is also humane.